Today's daf is daf Chaf Hei. We are on Chaf Dalav and Vez, four lines on the bottom. Today's daf in the week is sponsored by Bruchi and Kenny Norensberg, Zecha Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Shao Pinchas. Okay. Now we're going to talk about some balsam oil. I don't know what that is, though. Tanya, learning of Bryce, from Shimon and Elazar Omer, Ein Madlikin Bitsari. We may not use balsam oil on Shabbos to light the Ner Shabbos. That's the, I guess, the sap that comes out from a tree that's called the Ketat. That's the tzari. So what's the reason why you may not use it? My time out, you can't use this balsam oil. Amarabo, ami toksharicho nodif, because it's fragrant. It has a nice smell, and therefore what? Zeir Hashem yistapek mimenu. We're afraid that maybe you like the smell. You're gonna go take out from the oil, and I guess maybe anoint yourself with it, or put it on you as a perfume, or something like that. And therefore what? So Rashi says, v'tanya less Rashi in the omer, v'tanya b'tosefta. If you add oil into the candle, then you're over the issue of mavir. But if you take from it, it's because you're putting it out. By taking, you're putting out, and it's brought down in Maseches Beitzah. So what does taking it out mean? What are you mechave by taking it out? There's a machlokus between Tosos and the Rosh in Beitzah. Tosos there says, by taking out the oil, you're weakening the light, and that's mechave. Whereas the Russian Beitzah says that by taking out the oil, you're causing the candle to go out early, which becomes a problem a little bit because that really is only Gram Kibui.
Well, if you have enough oil, then it burns away on the Shabbos.
It doesn't matter.
You're making it still burn.
I don't know. I don't know if I was Bishul, how is it Zoraya, the same issue. It's Zoraya on Shabbos and doesn't take root till after Shabbos. You have to work it out.
I think if you have a more fundamental
question, even if it goes out on Shabbos, big deal. It's not a malacha. It's gram. It's grama. Making it go out earlier. That's gram kiboy. To deal with that. So Amalei Abai. Abai says to Rava, wait a second. Why are you telling me the reason why you're not allowed to use this balsam oil is because Shema Yistapek Mimenu Lemamar. Let the Rav say Mipnei Shehu Af. It's very flammable and very combustible. And the worry is Rashi says the Nidvak Bekosle Habayis, and it's going to jump off of the candle, hang on to the walls of the house. And light the house. And then like the Bnei Abayis. So either you have an issue of a danger over here of burning down the house, and then therefore you'd have a problem with using this even on a weekday. Tosos brings down that maybe you'll be Bohol Amamono, and you're going to put out the fire on Shabbos, which is also a problem. So why don't you say that's the reason? So Gemara says, you're right, Inachanami, Chadava Od Ka'amar. So two reasons that were given. Chada, because like we said before, because Mipnei Shehu Af, where we said Nava Od, Zeir Hashem Yistapek. Maybe it's going to be, you're going to want to take out from it. So I think one's enough. You know, just what do you need the Od? It's going to burn down the house. What do you need the Od? So the Ritva says that you have to do the special region of the Hadik B'Shabbos because maybe you can mix something else into the oil and it won't be so combustible. Nevertheless, it'll still smell. So then you have to have a second reason on Shabbos that you can't even use it then because it still might. It still might smell. Fine. Now we have a very fascinating story. I don't know. Haychamasa the Havasani the Gekalasa. She had a mother in law who hated her daughter in law. So she tricked her basically. Amra law. I think there was once a movie about that. Amra law. So the mother in law said to the daughter in law, it must have been a very, very naive daughter in law, Zil ikashit bimishka da farsama. Go, you know, anoint yourself with the shemen of the afar samon, which is the tzari, which is this balsam oil, which we said is very combustible. So she said, okay. Azla v'ikshit, she did. Ki asas, and when she came home filled with this thing, amralah, so her mother said to her, zil shraga, go light a candle. You know, Shabbos is coming. So azla v'asla shraga, she lit the candle, infak v'nur v'achalta, and she caught on fire and she burned. She died, I guess.
Why is that?
Exactly. It's just there to show you how combustible this is.
Oh, I thought how combustible mother-in-law.
Yeah, I don't.
We're allowed to do this or not?
I don't know.
Now Shabbos.
It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything here. It's just, I don't know. You may worry on Shabbos, and maybe watch this burning, and they take out some of the. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. Now we're going to bring a mice. We talked to this mice, so we're going to bring another story about it. The pasuk talks in Yirmiyahu during the Gullus and the Bayis Rishon, Nebuzaradan, who was the head slaughterer basically. So he left a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael. Umidalos haaretz, from the poor people of the land, Hishir Nebuzaradan Rabat Habachim. So Nebuzaradan, who was the head of chief I guess, massacre. L'chormim l'yogvim. He left the chormim and the yogvim. So who are the chormim and the yogvim? So chormim, tani Rabbi Yosef, elu milakte afar simon, me'en gediv ad ramasa. Those are the people who gathered the afar simon. There was balls on the tree. They get ones who gathered. They lived from en gedi until ramasa. Happens to be that I read one somewhere that the archaeologists believe that in the Qumran area, which is this area they're talking about, that happened to have been their main source of income, was this type of gathering. And he also, the Yogvim, Elu Tzayot Chilazon. Those are the people who capture the Chilazon and then squeeze it out to get the Tchelis. Misulamos, they shall Tzur, from the place of Sulamos, the high point of Tzur, of Ad Haifa, until Haifa. So it's interesting, the Rezina Rebbe brings a raya over here that one of the rayas against him is incorrect. Because the Rezina Rebbe had the some sort of snail or squid that he claimed was the Chilazon. What? Whatever it was.
Yeah.
The cuttlefish? Okay.
Yeah.
So they said to him, how can it be? The Gemara says that he doesn't really come up every 70 years, and this fish is available all the time. So he says, wait, look at this Gemara. Nebuchadnezzar left the people to gather the chilazon. He only left them there for the next seven, to happen once in 70 years? If it was only once in 70 years, why would he leave people there to gather it? It would just be, they must be something that's not, that it's a machlokas, and we hold like this one, that is something like that.
Why does he care about
the chilazon? What?
Because
maybe it was a profitable business.
Yeah.
It was a profitable business. So you leave people there who know what they're doing so they can make money. I think it's a good idea. Tana Rabbanon. We learn in the Braisa. Ein madlikin betevel tamei. We may not light a candle with tamei tevel. Again, tevel is a mixture of stuff that has not had the truma removed from it. It's tevel. You're not allowed to get hana from it. You're not allowed to eat it. Tamei here, so you obviously can't eat it. But usually, when it comes to tevel tamei, you may get hana from it, right? Bichol,
the
ain't
or
even if everyone.
Everyone gets hana because some of the records from yesterday were specific to.
Yeah, well, this is tevel. This is not that was.
No, I know. But there's been too much tamei though.
Right. Right. I know, but this is tevel. Tevel is even more us for coin to eat, right? Bichol, the ain't tzarech lomer Shabbos, and of course you can't light with it on Shabbos. Kayotze, but similar to this, ain't madlikin beneft love on bichol, this white neft. You can't light on during the week. The ain't tzarech lomer Shabbos. Of course, you can't light with it on Shabbos. More suspicious, neft love on. I understand why you can't light this white neft, whatever it is, with Yeshua up. Again, it's combustible and it's dangerous. Aval tevel tami my taima. Why are you not permitted to light on Shabbos with the net with the? Why are you, I guess, at all to light tevel tami? Why can't you light that? So Gemara says, Amakra. What's the problem with it? You can't eat it, so burn it. Why can't you get hanah from it? So Amakra, same thing we learned from yesterday. It says, "Vani hinei nesati l'cha es mishmeres trumasi shtei trumos hakasam adaber." Trumasi is plural, so the minimum of plural is two. So there are two trumos hakasam adaber. Achas truma tahora, the achas truma temeya. There's truma tahora and there's truma temeya. Ma truma tahora. That truma tahora. What are you allowed to do with truma tahora? The kohen is allowed to eat it. When's he allowed to eat it? Ein l'cha ba elim shas harum le'elich. Only once you remove the truma from the other part of it, when you separate the mixture, that's when you are permitted to eat it. But before you take the truma, the peros are tevel, and it's asur for achila even by the kohen. So af truma temeya, so too when it comes to truma temeya, which is mutter for the kohen only to get hana, he's not allowed to eat it because it's tamei. And how do you get hana from it? Usually it's fuel, basically. Ein lecha ba ela mishas haron ve'elech. He only may partake in this hana once the truma is when it's separated. But once as long as the peros are still in tevel, it's asur b'hana even by the kohen. Therefore, you may not light this tevel tamei even on Shabbos because it's asur b'hana. So the question is, Rashi says, "Ei madlikim tevel tamei," and he says, "The kosher came b'tahar." Of course, you may not use tevel tahar on erev Shabbos to light. It's major machlokas because the Rashi and the Tosfos Rashi say no. It's dafka tevel tamei that it's asur to light on erev Shabbos. Because the truma inside there is the only set aside for hana, but if you have, right, but if you have tevel tahor, what happens when you remove the tevel, it's going to be mutar ba'achila. So they say that would permit you to then, to use tevel tahor to light on erev Shabbos. Because what you have to look at what would happen when you remove it. When you remove it, what will it be good for? So if you remove it, it'll be good for achilah, so now you can use it for hana. I don't understand the svara so much, but that seems to be the machlokas. Okay. Gufa, going back to what we learned before. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Ein madlikin batsari. You may not like the Ner Shabbos with this balsam. V'chein haya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. And so too Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say that you're not allowed to light it because tsari einu ela sraf me'atzei ktat. Tsari is only the sraf, which I think is the sap, that comes up from the ktaf tree. It's not shemen that comes from a pri. It's just comes from an eitz. And we saw before that this type of thing, that if it comes from an eitz, it's not nimshach asa achar psila. It's not a good flame, and therefore you can't use it because you're worried about shema yata. You might tip it and to light it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kol hayotzim min eitz ein madlikim bo. Anything that comes out from a tree, you may not light with on for Shabbos candles. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baroka Omer, ein madlikim ella biyotzim min apri. You may only light something that comes out from a pri. So what's the difference? He's coming to exclude shem and dagim. Fish oil. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos with fish oil is actually the fish of the innards, which comes oil that comes out of the eye of the fish, but he's not allowed fish oil. So only ela biyotze min hapri. Rabbi Tarfon is even more machmir, and he says, ein madlikin ela b'shem and zayis b'vad. The only thing you're allowed to use is shem and zayis. That's the only thing you're allowed light on for Shabbos candles. Interesting with Rabbi Shmuel, right? So Rabbi Shmuel says, he says, kol hayotzim in the eitz ein madlikin bo. Right? Not like anything comes from the tree. So Tosos asks, if you look in Tosos Dimas of Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Kashel or Rashba, four lines in. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanib Masnisin, Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah said, Ein Madlikin be Itron. Now I'll use Itron. Why? Mipnei Kvot Shabbos, because it smells. It's a bad smell. Mashma, so it's Mashma, and Itron comes from a tree, is the assumption. Right? He says, Mashma, Shenimshach Achar Psila Yofe, that it does burn well. You're worried about maybe tipping the candles. Are they going to put it out? Because the Yeti, right, you're going to leave it. Sorry, you're worried that since it's the smell, you're going to leave it there and walk out, and then you won't have your Shabbos candles, and you have a problem, because we said Ner Shabbos is a Chova. So, because the first layer, but Hacha Mashma, here it's Mashma, Kola Yotzim in the Eitz, Ena Nimshach Achar Psila. Anything that goes out of a tree is not drawn by the wick. The Itron Yotzim in the Eitzu. An Itron comes from the tree, right? The Hupsuas of the Zifta, the Kamalel. What's going on here? Tosfos says the Sarachian. Which one is? What is the reason why Rabbi Shmuel says that you can't use the Itron? In one place it says because it has a bad smell, and here it says because it comes from a tree, therefore it's not going to be drawn after the wick. And Tosfos leaves it in the Tzarech Ian. Okay.
Where
so,
is this
Agufa?
Where did we raise this? We didn't have this before.
Chav Hei we had it.
The whole Bryce, so we just had the Shema Wazer. What was the first part?
Right, then we continue the Bryce. The first statement we said. The Ema Likim Mitzari. Apparently so. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. So we limited which oils you can use. Rabbi Tarfon limited all the way that you can only use olive oil. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Aragav Yomer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri got up on his feet and said, according to you, Rabbi Tarfon, you only can use Shemen Zayis. What about the people in Babylon who only have sesame oil? The people in Madai, they only have nut oil. They only have radish oil. They don't have any of this. They only have neft. Should they not light candles on Shabbos? What are you talking about? So he goes, Ella, Ein Lecha, Ella, Masha, Amru Chachamim. The only things we have that you're not allowed to light with are what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah about Ein Madlikin, but everything else you're permitted to light with. Vim Madlikin is Shemen Dagin. You may light with Shemen Dagin, which is, I guess, similar to some fats, right? Even though fat from an animal is Usser, but fat from the fish is Mutter. The Itron, and you're allowed to use Itron. Even, I guess, whatever, the Itron you're allowed to use. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omri, Madlikim is Shemin Pakuos Ube Neft. The only thing you're allowed to use is Shemin Pakuos and Neft. I don't know what these things are. Even if I tell them what the English is, I don't know what they are. Okay, so Sumchus Omer, just before I get to Sumchus, what Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why does he have to stand up on his feet? What does standing up have to do? So I thought maybe we could say, because whenever you have a takana that Bnei Yisrael can't, that we say it doesn't take hold, because Ein Bnei Yisrael Yacholim La'amod Bo. But here he is standing up on his feet. But I guess maybe it's the symbolism of trying to stand up and say, we can't stand up for this thing. So that should have been better if he sat down. But the word Amud fits.
That's the way the structure of base matters in those times.
Could be. Could be. So you're saying it's more just more more practical. You're giving more practical. I'm giving a more firm answer. You're giving a more practical answer.
Oh, he's very excited.
He was upset. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He was sitting and then he stood up.
What are you doing?
So he never retracted with confidence.
According to here, he didn't retract.
I think he's saying that's preferred, but the thing that's only could use, yeah, if they don't have that.
That's what he says. That's clearly what he says. Right, we learned it in the Mishnah.
He said
in the Mishnah. He said in the Mishnah. Oh, Ema Likim El Mishem and Zayas Bovad. He said in the Mishnah. That was retired from. Okay. So, Sumbus Omer Kol Hayotze Bin Habasar, anything that comes out from the meats, like Chelev, Emad Likim Voli, may not light, Elev Shemen Dagim, except for Shemen Dagim, which the Gemara says, Sumchus Hainu Tanakama. The Sumchus is then the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama here being the one reformist, Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Right, Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri said, Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri said, Emad Likim is Shemen Dagim V'itran. You may use two fish oil. And Sumchus does the same thing. You can use the fish oil. So what's the difference between Sumchus and, right, what's the difference between Sumchus and Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri? Right, Rashi says, Sumchus Hainu Tanakama, Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, the pasuk kol hanach de masnis. He says everything from in the Mishnah's pasuk, the chelev imni bahadayu du yotzei min habasar v'ichshur b'shem and dagim. That's the same thing that Sumchus says. You can use the shem and dagim. So what's the difference? So ika binayu de Rav Bruna amarav v'lo misamid. Machlokus is whether or not they subscribed to the shita halacha of Rav Bruna, but we don't know which way it goes. Who holds like what? We've seen this Rav Bruna before. Rashi says ika binayu de Rav Bruna de amar who says sarich las latate l'socho shem and kol shehu. If you have these things, you're not on light. If you put the valid, you know, olive oil inside, that it's kosher. Inami de ichshur chelev. So the question is, which one holds like what? So inami de ichshur chelev me husach b'tarov shemen kol shu. Maybe now you could shemen chelev will be mutter if you put in this tarovus of kosher shemen. So chad me hanach tanai. One of these tanaim sovel the Rav Bruna. One says it holds like Rav Bruna. The chelev nita b'tarovus that the fats would be mutter if you have this mixture. Aval shem and dagim afilu be'ena. Shem and dagim can use even by itself. V'chad savar, and one says shem and dagim ay de taroves, that you, no, shem and dagim would only be mutter if you have the mixture. Aval chelev klav klalo, but you're not allowed to use chelev at all. Which Tosas picks up right away, well, then neither of them are holding like Rav Bruna. Because Rav Bruna says, once you have the mixture, you can use it. And here, the way they set up the machlokas, it's one of them you can use with the mixture, one of them you can't. I mean, if you hold like Rav Bruna, you hold like Rav Bruna. So Tosas has a whole different explanation about how to go explain this. Ayin Shom. Okay. Fine. Now that the Mishnah, we've talked about Rabbi Shmuel, who said that anything that comes out from the tree, you're not allowed to light, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that talks about other things, about that, other halachas regarding things that, you know, come out from the tree. So the sugi before us is, for a while, is we're talking about Tumah v'Tahara, the Tumah v'Tahara of a Begin, that's Mekabel Tumah. And we have two types of Tumah that we're talking about. We have what's Tumas Negayim, that's an article of clothing that gets Tsaras, right? That's the Negei Begadim. And we also have Stam Tumah, Tumah that goes Tumas Maga, like Tumah that a Begin that touches a mace, a Begin that touches a Sheretz, or something else. Now the Mishnah also is going to say 3x3, oftentimes. So 3x3 is written Shalosh Val Shalosh, which is the cave, I believe. And shlosha shlosha, which is right, flips around the other way. So shalosh by shalosh, if he says shalosh by shalosh, it's talking about finger breadths, which is pretty small, three finger breadths. It's a shlosha shlosha, it's talking about tvachim, which is hand breadths, which is a little larger. Okay, so now, typically speaking, the shear of a article of clothing or a patch to be makabel tuma is shalosh al shalosh, three finger breadths by three finger breadths. And now the Bryce is going to explain that not everything that is woven together has the shear. So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol Hayotze min ha'etz, any type of patch or article of clothing that is made from something that comes out from a tree, Ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, does not have the halacha of shalosh al shalosh, meaning it's not mikabel tumah, and therefore misachim bo. You can use that type of material for your schach. So schach has to be made out of material that's not mikabel tumah. Chutz min ha'pishtan, except for the linen, which I guess comes from a tree. I'm not sure about that. If you sew together linen, and the shear for the linen to be mekabel tumah is 3x3 etzbos. And also, you may not use the linen to make schach on your sukkah because it's mekabel tumah. At least mekabel tumah is in the garden, is basically what it is. It's mekabel tumah, and therefore cannot be used for your schach. So, that is what Rav Shimon ben Elazar says. So, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, what Rav Shimon ben Elazar just said, V'tanya debei Rabbi Shmuel Amar Davar Achad. And what we're going to learn, what we're going to just see, from a brisa from the Bris Medrash or Rabbi Shmuel, they say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had the Amaron. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, just like we said, what did he say? He said that is not mekabel tumah by 3x3 hand breaths. And Abaye understanding at this time is that it's not mekabel tumah at all, even with a bigger shear.
It's kind of the actual plant material itself, or tree material itself.
No, anything that comes from the tree. Anything that comes from the tree is going to hold.
How about like cotton or hemp?
What about it? Right now, Abaye's understanding is that nothing is mekabel tumah if it comes from a tree. That's what he's saying. And that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying. He says kol hayotzim in the eight, that it's and basically anything that comes from trees, not a kabbal shimon. Oh, I mean, I don't know halacha lemaisa, but you know, that's I mean, it's pretty silly. I mean, that's gonna get that's gonna really be absorbed, but maybe hemp or something like that. Okay, so tell you the,
except for pishta,
which is linen. So Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Mahi, what's the Debe Rabbi Shmuel? The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Hol V'Nemru Begadim B'Torah Stam. Every place in the Torah, which is the word, is Beged. It doesn't give you a description of what Beged is. It says it's Stam. Uprat Lecha Kosev V'Echlam Nehen. Only one place where it mentions Beged does it say what the Beged is made of. That's by the Parsha of Tumas Negoim. It says Mitzemro Pishtim, right? It says by Tzaras, it says V'Beged Kiebo Nega Tzaras V'Beged Semer O V'Beged Pishtim. So basically, you have a klal of prado here. This is what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ho v'nemru b'gadim b'tor b'stam, go b'tumas shiratzim b'tumas meis tiksiv b'tumas shiratzim b'beged or u'b'meis v'chol beged v'chol kli or v'chem shikv zera v'chol beged v'chol or asher yelav shikv zera b'tzitzas akafei b'gdehem." Doesn't mention what the beged is made out of. B'prot lecha katzav echamayhen. Only one place is it explained. B'tumas negayim klal tchila. First it says beged. V'acharkach prat v'abeged kiyevo negatzras klal v'beged semer prat. So therefore, any other place where the Torah is mentioned beged, it's talking yafilim b'mamatzina. We'll learn a binyan of the eno el tsemer pishtim. The concept of beged is only tsemer upishtim. That's the only type of beged that can be makabel tumah. Tsemer upishtim. So malahalam tsemer pishtim. Af kol beged. Af kol tsemer pishtim. So according to Shimon Elazar and the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, that they both hold that only a beged of tsemer upishtim is makabel tumah. Any other type of beged would not be mekabel tumah. It's not defined as a beged according to the Torah. That's what they say right now. So Rava says no. Rava says I'm micholik on you. Abai that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tanya Rabbi Shmuel are not the same shita. Rava Amar shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim ikvinayu. Three tvachim by clothing made of other materials is the machlokas. It's clear that Tanya Rabbi Shmuel hold that anything that is not semer pishtim is not mekabel tumah. Rav Shimon basically said that 3x3 finger breaths is not makabel tumah. But what about 3x3 hand breaths? So that's the machlokas. That 3x3 tvachim, that's the machlokas. Right? Ike benayu. Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay. He's going to hold that if you have shlosha al shlosha, by something made other than semro pishtim, they are going to be makabel tumah. Because he says, bedafka shalosh al shalosh. That's dafka and that's shir katon. To get that what shir katon, that shir is for... As that is not even royal for a poor person to use as a patch. But shlosha shlosha, which is a bigger size, that's going to be makabel tumah, even by other materials. Well, the time to Rabbi Shmuel Leslie, he says that there's no concept of kabbalas tumah by begadim except for tzemer pishtim, even if it's a shirt, it's not going to be makabel tumah. So the Gemara basically says the chulei alma mias shalosh al shalosh but tzemer upishtim etan b'dgalim inolan. All of them agree according to both Abaye. According to Abaye and Rava, according to both Tanoim, right, Rabbi Shimon and Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, they all agree that Shalosh HaShalosh Etzbos by Tzemer Upishtim is Matam Negoyim. Such a small item is can contract Tumas Negoyim. Minolam. How do I know this? That such a small shear can contract Tumas Negoyim. Where do I know that from? This Tanya. Learn a Brisa. So it says by the Dinei Tzaras, it says by HaBeged, Kiyebo nega tzaras. So beged eini ele beged. That's talking about a real article of clothing, a complete article of clothing. Again, in order to be a kabbal tumah, it has to be clean. It has to have usability. It has to be clean. It has to be worth something. Small little pad. What's it good for? You know. So therefore, maybe it's not article of clothing. So Gemara says beged eini ele beged, which I would think would be a full beged. Shalosh al shalosh minayin. How do I know that shalosh al shalosh is also considered a beged, and therefore it's the tama, it's betama tumas negayim. Tama lomar veha beged. It doesn't say beged, it says veha beged. The vav and the hey, it's come to include even this small little sewn patch. That's makabel tumas negayim. So Gemara says, wait a second. The ema l'rabo shlosha al shlosha. Maybe veha beged, it's coming to be a riboy. So why are you going to come to marbe? Be marbe the lesser chiddush. Be marbe shlosha al shlosha, which is a much bigger shear. Because that's even roi for an usher. A shalosh al shalosh, shalosh al shalosh, which is only talking about the finger breaths, that is only right for a poor person to patch up his clothing. A rich person would never use that to patch his clothing. A rich person will just go buy another article of clothing. So say it's coming to include shlosh al shlosha, which is the bigger shear. So Gemara says, no. Difficulty over here. Lav kal v'chomer hu. Shlosh al shlosha is a kal v'chomer. Why? From what? Hashto, the end of the pasuk, we learn that the shesi and the erev, which is the woof and the warp, right? Which way we call this? Warp and the woof? I don't know what that is either. I guess it's you gotta go to Old Bethpage and you can see just things that go back and forth. What? Most hours aren't the ones vertical. The Shesi and the Erev, right, that have enough in it, I guess, mitame shloshal shloshal tovachim yivayim, the Shesi and the Erev, I guess if you have material on the Shesi and Erev, they themselves are going to be mekabel tumas negayim. So I need a kabel chomer, a big bag of like shloshal shloshal is going to be tamed. So Gemara says right away, well, wait a second. If you're learning that from the Shesi and the Erev, which is so small, then kabel chomer to the shloshal shloshal also. Gemara says, I hachi shloshal shloshal nami lesi mekabel chomer. That should also be learned at the kabel chomer.
What does that mean?
The strings are tummy. Correct. Right. Just the strings that are put together in the Shesi and Erev.
Uh-huh.
So come on. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, I don't know what Ella is, because Ella seems usually that you reject what you said before, but they're not going to be rejecting over here. Ella, shlosha al shlosha, right? Shlosha al shlosha tvachim, that the chazu bein lashirim bein laniyim, that's good for the shirim and for the niyim, asay b'kavachomer. That I can learn out b'kavachomer. But shalosh al shalosh, but the shalosh al shalosh, which is etzvos only, the aniyim hu dechazion, which is only good for the aniyim, but lashirim lo chazion, it's not good for the ashirim, lo asi b'kavachomer. That I can't learn b'kavachomer b'shasiv erev. Why not? Shasiv erev is even smaller, but you can't learn b'kavachomer. So therefore, time of the ksiv kra, therefore I had the pasuk says behabeged halok se kasve b'kra lo arminim kavachomer. And not had this limud of the behabeged, I wouldn't learn it out for the kavachomer.
This is so small, you wouldn't even.
But the shasiv erev is even smaller.
But it's destined to become a beggar.
Maybe.
It's really a small piece of shmata that has no, has nothing.
Maybe. All right. So basically, summary: tumas nigei begadim is only noheg by something that is sown from tsemer upishtim that has shalosh of shalosh etzbos. But according to this, all other begadim do not have the concept of tumas negayim at all. That's what basically we see from here. So the Gemara says, "V'ema, wait a second. We just said behabeged comes to include this small shalosh etzvos by shalosh etzvos article of clothing for tumas negayim. V'ema lirabos shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim. Maybe it's coming to include the larger shalosh tvachim by shalosh tvachim and other articles of clothing that if you're that big, you've also been mekabel tumas negayim. Yeah, that's what's coming to include. Behabeged is coming to include shlosha shlosha of other materials. Gemara says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Beged Semer Upishtim. It says the Beged of Semer Upishtim, Beged Semer Upishtim in, Mide Achrinilo. No, it says specifically Semer Upishtim. I don't know what the Havim is. It says in the Pasuk, Semer Upishtim. So I don't know what the Havim is. It says Beged Semer Upishtim in, that's Bechlal, the concept of Tumas Negayim, but Mide Achrinilo. But something else is not going to be Makabal Tumas Negayim. You can't learn from the extra Vehabeged for Shlosha al Shlosha by other Mine Begadim, so therefore, the leftover.
In other words, anything else besides do cotton.
Not Makabal Tumas Negayim. Not Makabal Tumas Negayim, according to this. Pasha, there's not Makabal Tumas Negayim. According to Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel, if it's not Semer Upishtim, it's never going to be Makabal Tumah for any other things either. It's like whatever, it's impervious to Tumah. Okay, so Gemara asks again. Moras again. The ema ki imut, right? Mishalosh al shlosh. Al shlosha, the aval shlosh al shlosh metame. Maybe when you say the word vihabeged, and that's specifically by Tsemer Upishtim, that's saying that nothing else can be mekabel tumah by the small shear of shlosh al shlosh. But by the larger shear of shlosh al shlosh, maybe other materials can be mekabel tumah negayim. Maybe learn that from the vihabeged. So Gemara says, no. Trei mi utek sivi. I guess it says the word beget. It says beget semer and beget pishtim. So it's written twice. Chad mi ute shalosh al shalosh. One has come to exclude shalosh al shalosh etzbalots for all other materials, right? Chad mi ute shalosh al shalosh. That only if it's that size, it is going to be mekabel tumas negayim. V'chad mi ute shlosh al shloshim. Shlosh al shlosha. And one is to tell me that anything else, even larger, is not going to be mekabel tumah if it's not from Semer Upishtim. Right? Rashi says, Trei mi ute ksivi, Trei zimni ksiv beged Semer Upishtim. It says, Zos toras negat tzaras beged at Semer Upishtim. I guess beged is written once, but it's
beged. Once you exclude the larger shear, why do you need to exclude the smaller shear?
Because the Shalosh HaShalosh is talking about even the Tzemer Upishtim. It has to.
Other
and right. And the other one is even that. Okay, I think we're going to, even though it's early, going to stop here because the next piece goes a little further down. So I'm going to have to pick up over here. All right. We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Stay safe.